Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Do you want to hand over billions of dollars of American wealth, plus all the minerals at the bottom of all the oceans, to the United Nations? The UN is fundamentally anti-American, and the UN is responsible for the biggest corruption in history, the Iraq Oil for Food Program. That was a $64 billion program that was supposed to use Iraq oil revenues for Iraqi children's relief. But UN officials used the money not only to fantastically enrich themselves, but also to allow billions of dollars in kickbacks to Saddam Hussein, which enabled him to stay in power for years and bribe other countries to oppose U.S. policies. This UN scandal is one reason why U.S. taxpayers must pay the full cost of the Iraqi war, instead of using Iraq's own oil to help pay some of the costs. Nevertheless, some officials are right now trying to get our Senate to ratify the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, which will give power to regulate 7/10 of the world's surface area and all the minerals under all the oceans to a UN spinoff called the International Seabed Authority. This global organization would have the power to levy international taxes on U.S. citizens, to regulate ocean exploration, to impose production quotas, and even to create an international tribunal to enforce its rulings. The UN Law of the Sea Treaty is global socialism and world government. It's a foolish and dangerous setup that invades our sovereignty by locking us into another global organization dominated by third world dictators who hate and envy America. And the U.S., of course, will have only 1 out of 150 votes, the same vote as Castro. Ronald Reagan understood how un-American the Law of the Sea Treaty is. One of his first acts as president was to refuse to sign it. I suggest we all stand with Ronald Reagan and urge our U.S. senators to vote no on the Law of the Sea Treaty.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The Law of the Sea Treaty is one more example of global socialism, the U.S. giving up rights, wealth, and technology. Are you tired of the United Nations power grab? Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the Law of the Sea Treaty. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
I can't believe it.
It's really a
care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who wants to know, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And you know, I once knew a fellow that claimed he didn't know how old he was. So I'm sure that's happened.
So how old was he?
Nobody knows.
So how old would you be, Derry, if you didn't know how old you were?
Well, I'd be the same. I know how old I am, so that's not the problem. But I wasn't there when I was born, so I don't really remember it. If I was there, I don't remember it, I should say. I don't know. You know, you take things for granted.
See, I guess you're like 59.
Something like
that. Yeah.
But you have to take that for granted. You know how you take things for granted, you know. That's when somebody is floating down the river on a tombstone, and you say, well, you just take that for granted. Or something. I don't know, for goodness sakes. Last night, I received phone calls, one after another, and one lasted. Somebody tried to call me and said, have you been on the phone this long? Yep, I was on the phone that long. Got a call from Aussie Land. Our good friends down in Queensland called, and it was 8 o'clock p.m. when he called, and I know he talked over an hour. 8 o'clock p.m. here, it was already noon today down there. So, see, we're always behind here in the United States, and I get reminded of that every time I talk to those folks down there. But I hadn't visited with Peter for a while and learned quite a bit. And when I was in South Dakota the other day, I visited with a rancher that was kind of disgusted with the way things are going here in the United States, and he decided that he was going to Australia and see what it was like in Australia. He said it didn't take him long to realize that Australia is worse off than we are, and I'm talking about losing our freedoms. So I talked to Peter last night, and he pointed out that all guns, when I was down there, it was 12 years ago, the first trip I made to Australia. And we took a Tilly. A Tilly is a utility pickup truck. A couple of his kids and some .22 rifles. And we just road hunted and shot kangaroos. Now, they were not the big reds. The ones that you shoot along the road are the wallaby type or the grays or whatever. But anyway, they weren't all that big. But they try to rid themselves of kangaroos just like we try to rid our country of coyotes. But he said, now all guns are registered, and they're all long guns. You can have, and he didn't mention shotguns, but I know that they just use .22 rifles is all I ever saw him have. And now every one of them is registered, and you have no pistols whatsoever. No pistols. Now, he lives out, way out in the country. I don't know. We drove 50 or 60 miles to the nearest pub when we were out there. There's one on every road corner. And they're probably 50, 60 miles apart. And it's more than just a pub. It's a place where you can get petrol. They don't have gasoline there. They call it petrol. And you can... It's like a little... It's just like a little one-horse town. It's all one building. There might be a house there, but usually the people that own it live in it. And they have rooms to rent. If you were traveling, you could stay there. And you can get food... excuse me, food and whatever. But they're kind of nice, and the people from miles around come in and eat of an evening and that sort of thing. But anyway, I don't know what I was going to tell you now, but anyhow, we carried guns all the time on those roads. And he said, now you have to have a permit in order to do that. There's no pistols, I mentioned that. And then I asked him about the RFID tags. Are you guys going to get involved in this cattle identification thing? He says, get involved? He says, we've been doing it for 4 years. This is the fourth year that we've been tagging our cattle with RFID tags. He says, we do it because we want to ship cattle to the European Union. And that's the only way they'll accept them. Now, I have here someplace. What did I do with it? Okay. New mandatory requirements within the EU require the complete traceability of the food chain from processing to transport, storage, and distribution. A guidance document lays down detailed implementing rules for operators. Well, see, Australia is more concerned about selling. There's more cattle in Australia than there are people. And they're more concerned. They have to sell their cattle someplace other than at home. I mean, there's no way they can consume that kind of a beef herd. So they've fallen in line here, and they're doing what the EU says, and we, too, are falling right in line, going to do the same dumb thing. I think it is ridiculous, and I believe, I honestly believe, and I hope I'm 100% wrong, but when we get these ID tags in all of the livestock, the cattle industry will be no better than the pork and the poultry industries, because it's a packer thing. The packers are behind this, and I'm going to go into that in more detail a little later on. I have an excellent article here by Reuben Reich, who was in charge of labor, he's labor secretary under Clinton, wasn't he? But anyway, he talks about how the multinationals are just literally running the world. And you can see now, like, they have Queensland, and I didn't ask Peter. He would have known because he's very big in the beef industry in all of Australia. But he would have known. But I imagine that all of the Australian cattle are tagged under this RFID thing. See, Queensland, there's just five states in all of Australia. Queensland being one of them, New South Wales, I used to know them, I've forgotten. But anyway, they're doing it. He also told us a little bit about what else you cannot do in Australia, and that's what this rancher friend from South Dakota said. He said he came back, he thought it was bad here. He said it's a lot worse down there. Now, stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Penny Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Penny Creek Road, Zale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. We're back. I was just discussing conversation I had with my good friend from Australia last night. And he said it's really getting ridiculous down here in Australia now. By the way, his brother Ross is going to be coming to visit us next July. You might keep that in mind, Jeff, because when Peter was up here and then his parents came, and I remember they were on the air here with me one day, and then they left for the West. I couldn't go. We just started the network, and we were kind of still trying to get things worked out here. And so my wife took them to the feedlots out in Kansas and then on over to the Colorado Rockies, see how they graze cattle in the mountains and this sort of thing. But anyhow, their brother's coming out here this July, so we'll probably be doing something similar to that then. But when I was in Australia, this family, and they own several big cattle properties, they were sowing buffel grass, not buffalo, buffel, B-U-F-F-E-L, if I remember right, buffel grass, and they were clearing the land, and they had a monstrous big dozer. I don't remember what kind it was, but it would be comparable to a D-8 or something like that, maybe bigger. It's a humongous thing. And it had on the front of it, like a picture frame plow. It cut the ground, and it rolled these trees over, and then ran over the top of them. But it cut them off under the ground. It was kind of a contraption, but it worked. And they just left the things. They just left all these trees lay there. They were dead. I mean, they were cut off well underneath the ground. And then on top of this dozer, on the back of it, they had a monstrous big. What do you call the things, Jeff, that you you see them all the time when they have a drawing? They put it all in this thing and crank. You put your tickets in this thing and crank it, you know, and then you reach in and get the winner out. Well, but what do you call the thing you put it in? Anyway, yeah, I think a barrel thingy. But this barrel thingy was big enough it would hold tons and tons and tons of this buffalo grass seed. And it was up on top of this thing. I don't know what you, that name is what you call it. But as this thing moved, it rotated this wheel, and it had a little places that the seed fell down. So, but the point I'm making is they were clearing literally thousands of acres of land with this. Now, I asked last night, he said, that's all over. Can't do that anymore. He said, you can't cut a tree. Well, I know where he lives. I mean, I've been there. You drive 50 or 60 miles. When the kids were in school, they had their own airplane, and they would fly the kids to school every day. They'd fly them to school, and they'd go back in the afternoon and get them. They're that far out in the bush. And I said, how would anybody know whether you cut a tree or not? He said, we are watched constantly via the satellite. He said, you do something, they know the minute you do it. You know, like bulldoze, or, and if you're going to doze, say you're going to clean a pond or something, you have to have a government permit to do that. It's coming worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. This is a global thing. It ain't just us. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, it was just a couple of weeks ago that I was on my way to western South Dakota, and I was in the spearfish area, so I know a little bit about this. Not much, just enough to be dangerous. But I have an article here that says, Walmart does it again, and this makes me sick. They're putting up a second Walmart supercenter in Rapid City on Highway 16, of all places, right on the way to Mount Rushmore. Today I find out my favorite grocery store is closing in just a couple of months. With the supercenter being built in Spearfish, we might just find ourselves without any other grocery stores. The same day that Walmart unveiled its plans to build a second supercenter in Rapid City, Dan's Supermarket announced it would pull out of that area. Dan's Supermarket has considered its available options and has determined that it must close the store. Ralph Doctor, vice president of retail operations for the Bismarck, North Dakota-based Dan's, was in Rapid City last Friday to break the news to the employees. He said that the store would close by April the 30th. Dan's officials made no mention of Walmart, but the announcement came on the very same day that Walmart released its proposal to build a 200,000 square foot supercenter at U.S. Highway 16 and Semaz Trail on the southern edge of Rapid City. And I apologize if I didn't pronounce the trail properly. It's S-A-M-M-I-S. Anyway, with that in mind, I have an article here entitled Don't Blame Walmart. And it's written by Robert Reich, Secretary of Labor under Clinton. And I always thought he was kind of a ding-a-ling when he was Secretary of Labor because, you know, you hear those little news bites and things. But this article is really good. And I don't have time to give it all to you, but I've picked out some points that I'd like to share with you. Now, he's going to throw both sides of the story. Again, the article is entitled, Don't Blame Walmart. He says, bowing to intense pressure from neighborhood and labor groups, a real estate developer has just given up plans to include a Walmart store in a mall in Queens. We're talking about New York here. This blocks Walmart's plan to open its first store in New York City. Walmart pays its 1.2 million American workers an average of $9.68 an hour, doesn't provide most of them with health insurance, keeps out unions, has a checkered history of labor law, and turns main streets into ghost towns by sucking business away from small retailers. But isn't Walmart really being punished for our sins? It's not as if Sam Walton created the world's largest retailer by putting a gun to our heads and forcing us to shop there. Walmart has lured customers with low prices. Products are manufactured in China at a fraction of the cost of making them here, and American consumers get great deals. Back office work, along with computer programming and data churning, is offshored to India, so our dollars go even further. Meanwhile, many of us pressure companies to give us better bargains. I look on the Internet. Now, this is not me talking. This is Robert Reich, who was Secretary of Labor under Clinton. He said, I look on the Internet to find the lowest price I can and buy airline tickets, books, merchandise from just about anywhere with a click of a mouse. Don't you? Well, personally, no, I don't. But a lot of folks do. The fact is, today's economy offers us a bargain. It can give consumers deals largely because it hammers workers and communities. We can blame big corporations, but we're mostly making this bargain ourselves. The easier it is for us to get great deals, the stronger the downward pressure on wages and benefits. Last year, the real wages of hourly workers, who make up about 80% of the workforce, actually dropped. Hourly workers' health and pension benefits are all in free fall. The easier it is for us to find better professional services, the harder professionals have to hustle to attract to keep their clients. The more efficiently we can summon products from anywhere on the globe, the more stress we put on our own communities. But you and I aren't just consumers. We're also workers and citizens. To claim that people shouldn't have access to Walmart or to cut-rate airfares or service from India or to Internet shopping because these somehow reduce their quality of life is paternalistic tripe. No one is a better judge of what people want than the people themselves. The problem is the choices we make in the market don't fully reflect our values as workers or as citizens. I didn't want our community bookstore in Cambridge to close, but it did last fall, yet I still bought lots of books from Amazon.com. We may not see the larger bargain when our own job or community isn't directly at stake. I don't like what's happening to airline workers, but I still try for the cheapest fare I can get. The only way the workers or citizens in us to trump the consumers in us is through laws and regulations that make our purchases a social choice as well as a personal one. A requirement that companies offer their workers affordable health insurance might increase the price of their goods or services. My inner consumer won't like that very much, but the worker in me thinks it's a fair price to pay, same as the increase in minimum wage or change in labor laws, making it easier for employees to organize and negotiate better terms. I wouldn't go so far as to say re-regulate the airline industry or hobble free trade with China. That would cost me, as a consumer, far too much, but I'd like the government to offer wage insurance to ease the pain of the sudden loss of pay, and I'd support labor standards to make trade agreements more fair. He said, I don't know if Walmart will ever make it to New York City. I do know that New Yorkers, like most other Americans, want the great deals. They have rapidly globalizing high technology, yet the prices on sales tag don't reflect the full price we have to pay as workers and citizens. Let's take a break.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Steve Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Friends, if you're ever in central Missouri, you're just a skip away from the Jamestown Restaurant. On Friday evening, I like to have my dinner at the Jamestown Restaurant, and on Saturday morning, I like to have breakfast with my friends and neighbors there. Before coming back east, Art and Darlene ran restaurants for over 23 years out west. Their Colorado restaurants were voted best place to stop in the mountains, best sports restaurant, best buffalo burger, and were always given a 4-star rating. They've dropped their knack for running a great restaurant to the Jamestown Restaurant. Relaxed, comfortable, and family-oriented. The food reminds you of the best home-cooked meal you ever had, and the company reminds you of the best friends you ever had. It's the kind of place you can recommend to others, which is why I'm recommending it to you. Charbroiled steaks, burgers, chicken, chops, and more. Roasted chicken and daily specials will keep you coming back, even if it means going out of your way to get there. Just between Boonville and Jefferson City on Highway 179 in Jamestown, Missouri.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a dead thing can go with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it. Derry Brownfield.
That's right. That is, any old dead fish can float downstream. I learned that when I was a little bitty boy. Anyhow, let's go to the telephones. Maggie in Texas. Hi, Maggie. You're on the air. Hello, hi. Maggie.
Excuse me. I just want to strongly take issue with the article that you just read where he maintains that Walmart has the lowest prices. Walmart does not automatically any longer have those lowest prices. They made their reputation on that, and they did it so well that they don't have to adhere to it anymore. I'll give an example of electronics in particular, because that's what I was Christmas shopping for last year, and comparison shopping. Best Buy had better prices on that, and if you look at the clothes, you'll find they're comparable maybe to Target and that kind of store. If you really look around, it does have good prices, and it has some lowest prices, but undercutting price is not what is what is giving Walmart its edge, and I think it's more likely the convenience of one-stop shopping for everything.
Well, you know, appreciate that comments. Just like I mentioned a while ago, and we've done other shows comparable to this, but Mike Calicrate tipped me off back several years ago because he's out in western Kansas. He's in the Hays, Kansas area where the towns are far apart, and Walmart came in and had the lowest prices until they closed Main Street. And then once you had to drive 40 or 50 miles to the next town, you could drive 40 or 50 miles and literally get better prices than you could at Walmart's. In other words, once they blow the competition away. Now, see, we were talking about this article about South Dakota. The same day that Walmart unveiled its plans to build a second super center in Rapid City, Dan Supermarket announced it would pull out. Okay, this is what they do. Once they come in and get totally monopolize the grocery business or whatever it is, get, you know, close down Main Street, then they can charge whatever they want to. And the sad thing is, and this happened, I believe, I know it's in eastern Oklahoma, I believe it's in Nowata, Oklahoma, that Walmart came in, built, I don't know if it's even a super center or not, but Nowata's a little town, but they put up a store. And then they closed up Main Street there as far as that kind of shopping was concerned. And then they pulled out. So they left no water there with no store whatsoever. So, you know, I mean, Walmart does a lot of things that as far as I'm concerned, is a detriment to our economy. But the point, I think, that Robert Wright was making is that, hey, they didn't put a gun to our heads and make a shop there in the first place. We bring a lot of this on ourselves because we are a little bit on the greedy side, and rather than go downtown and trade with the mom-and-pop store that had been there for 50 years or longer, we run to Walmarts where you can get lower prices, and then once Walmart closes up the town, then they can charge whatever they want. Are you still there, Maggie?
Yes, I am, and all I can say is people need to be waking up to this and understanding what's going to happen.
You can tell them, you can buy them books, but they just eat the covers. They don't read the books.
So. Well, you got common sense, Derry. Keep spreading.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Andrew in New York. David in Texas. Okay, David. Hi, David in Texas.
How you doing there, Derry?
Great and wonderful.
I'm from Jefferson City up there.
Really? What are you doing in Texas?
I got drugged down here when I was a young man. Wasn't much I could do about it except jump out of the truck. I wasn't going for that one.
Okay. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, listen. Walmart. I don't know if you guys already covered this or not. I came in a little bit late, but Walmart is also, they receive more subsidies from the government for their supposed low prices than any other corporation in the country.
I was not, I, to my knowledge, I was not aware of that, no.
Yes, sir. They receive huge, what's it called?
Grants, or?
No, it's like they get I forget what the word's called right now, I'm sorry, but they get like a reimbursement from the government for having the low prices.
No, I'm not aware of that.
It's like I can't remember the word anyway. Yeah, it's true. It's on the internet. It's on the Walmart. It's on. I can't remember exactly what the website is, but if you punch in Walmart on your search engine, it'll pull up a bunch of different stuff about them. And yeah, they're really crooked anyway.
Okay, appreciate the call, David. Let's go to Andrew in New York.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. I'll be really quick to the point. Two articles appeared back in December in local newspaper in central New York here. One was Ranchers Rebound After Mad Cow Disease, and it mentions how Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman is going to increase the number of cows to be tested to determine the prevalence of BSE. In a subsection of it, it talks about plans and work to track animals. It says any program will remain voluntary until the federal government develops the best system possible and addresses all concerns, including who bears the cost and maintains confidentiality of farm records. Now, that was on the 19th of December. On the December 24th, there was a very little article. It says, Kansas meat packer says cow disease led to layoffs. and a Kansas meat packer hit by the loss of lucrative export markets because of fears of mad cow disease, and American beef is cutting 150 jobs and reducing production in its slaughterhouses. It says it blamed its inability to do the kind of testing for mad cow disease that would appease overseas customers. They wanted to test all their cattle that they slaughter for the disease, hoping to appease Japanese officials.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right, and both articles are right. And what the situation is, this is, I can't think of the name of that packing company in Kansas, something
Creekstone Farms.
Creekstone Farms. They specialize, and they sell a lot of beef to Japan, and Japan says, well, if all that beef was tested, if all those cattle were tested for mad cow disease, they'd go ahead and take their orders. But Creekstone Farms is a thorn in the side to your mega big packing companies. See, Conagra, Tyson, those companies they want to put the little operations like Creekstone out of business. So they have the Department of Agriculture there, and the Department of Agriculture is going to do whatever it is told by the multinational corporations. No doubt about that. They're going to knuckle under because the multinational corporations give hundreds of thousands of dollars to the war chest to get these politicians elected in the first place, and the politicians do control what's being done at the bureaucratic level. I know people out there say, well, they're entrenched bureaucrats and Bush can't control them. By gosh, he can when he wants to. He sure as the world controls the Department of Agriculture and Ann Veneman, and now, of course, we've got all this governor from Nebraska in there. He's going to control him the same way. If he couldn't control him, he wouldn't have bought him. You go out to buy a horse, you want one you can ride. You don't want one you have to break. So these people are under control when they come. I mean, they've got a handle on them. They know what bit and spur is all about. So anyway, that's the way it is, and they just want to get rid of Creekstone Farms. And Ann Veneman, she was just a bunch of wind on that, wanting to test those cattle.
Obviously.
And, you know, I talked to Peter about this last night. I said, you all have mad cow. Well, not to their knowledge. And he said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know what to think. I wouldn't bet 100% that the thing really exists. I've gotten to the point I don't trust anything that government does. And this is a war between the European Union and Australia and the United States and Argentina and Japan. Of course, Japan's wanting to buy the beef. I don't know. It's darn funny. We've never heard of it before. And if it can't be very infectious, or if it was, you know, now like this avian flu, birds are dying by the thousands with avian flu. We know what that is. They don't know what this mad cow disease is. And please don't call and have me call these different people that know, and they've got all these rules and regulations about it. I've heard it all. I've read it all. But I still don't believe it all. So anyway, hey, Andrew, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, what do you got there? Barney in Maryland.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Okie doke. You know, the reason why the people go and deal with Walmart is they can't relate to anything that's really bad. Because just like everything happens during war, and just like in that tsunami over there, they can't visualize that, what's actually going on. And these people they think they're enduring a hardship when they go to a good store and pay a few more cents for an article. And some of my best friends are good conservatives go to Walmart. I can't understand it.
Yeah, and people will drive around and shop around. We've been driving quite a few miles here in the last few weeks. And you'll say, oh, there's gas. You know, there's gas 2 cents a gallon cheaper. 2 cents a gallon on a 20-gallon tank? I mean, you know, you're going to spend that on a candy bar. Come on. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
And we're back. Along with several callers, let's go to Texas. Tim, hi, you're on the air, Tim.
Hello, DB. Long time no talk.
Where you been?
Oh, kind of super glued to this recliner chair here.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of ill.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, it's not. Several years ago, I was researching about Walmart and such, and I found out there for a while Hillary Clinton was sitting on the board of directors.
Really?
At Walmart.
Oh, yeah. They were from Arkansas. Sure.
That's right. Well, I didn't know how I would ever do it, make it without going to Walmart because of my small town. But let me tell you what, about a year ago, I made a conscious decision to not go to Walmart. And I've only had to go there once simply because there was nowhere else in town to buy eyeglasses.
Really?
Yes, sir. And if there had been a local store that sold glasses, I would have gone there. Walmart has destroyed so many little towns, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. And then to know that Hillary Clinton at one time was sitting on the board of directors, that just kind of proves our point.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, my daughter kind of knows Bill and Hillary.
Oh.
Yeah. My daughter's husband was the Commissioner of Agriculture in Little Rock, Arkansas, for 10 years while Bill was governor. So they attended things at the governor's mansion. And then Joy was a purchasing agent for Children's Hospital.
I see.
In Arkansas. And Hillary was on the board of directors there. So,
Yep. They're They turn up in the oddest places, don't they?
Anyway, appreciate the call.
Thanks for the show, DB. God bless.
Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Darry. Let me get right to the point about the Walmart pricing structure. The Walmart's retail prices are engineered to be below the wholesale prices of their competitors, and a Frontline documentary proved that Walmart's wholesale prices are engineered to be below the actual cost of production of their competitors. And under those circumstances, you cannot have a viable competitor on a retail basis in the United States to Walmart. Now, there are other, urban retailers that have other reasons why they're competitive, but on a general kind of merchandise that Walmart handles, that is the reason why Walmart has priced their competitors out of business, Derry.
No, I know there's no doubt about that. Just like I've had many merchants tell me when they were first starting, and they've been around a while now, when they were first opening stores, they said, look, Walmart's selling this stuff cheaper than I can buy it, you know. And I was out in North Carolina. I think I've told this story before, but I enjoy telling it. And we were at a major greenhouse where they grow. I mean, there's acres and acres and acres under roof where they grow these plants. And they said Walmart will order, like, say, for Christmas, poinsettias. And, you know, they take the order and they get them all ready. And then when they send them, they'll find something wrong with the flowers. And they say, well, we can't, but they've already been shipped, see? So they'll say, well, you know, we would give 20 cents on the dollar, and you won't have to haul them back and destroy them, this sort of thing. Anyway, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com.
One of the most popular films offered by the Derry Brownfield Show is Nation Adrift. It's an excellent video presentation of the moral and spiritual crisis in America and a history lesson concerning the religious roots of America. And it's now available on DVD. Nation Adrift chronicles American history from Christopher Columbus to the present day and clearly documents where and how the greatest nation on earth has gone astray as well as the way back. Nation Adrift will give a basic grasp of God's sovereign hand behind the history of our nation, which our founding fathers so clearly understood. To order Nation Adrift, just send $24, check cash or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
And we are in the home stretch. I am holding here some information on goats. I didn't bring the article I should have brought with me, but I had an article this morning, and I'll just tell you a little bit about it. But this fellow was raising boar goats. Boars, that has nothing to do with the sex. It's a kind of a goat that comes from, I believe, Argentina. But anyway, they're white meat goats, and they have red faces. They have brown heads. And I always wondered why there's so many red cows with white faces, but you don't see white cows with red faces. Well, you do have white goats with red faces. And anyway, this mountain lion was killing a goat every 10 days. And this fellow had imported some of these goats, had a lot of money in them. And he was complaining because, he couldn't get rid of this mountain lion. Well, anyway, that brought up this goat story. Now, back many years ago, my son wanted some goats, and we got in the goat business. And I made the comment at the time, I said, you know, that's the most profitable thing you can have. Goats, you know, it doesn't cost much to keep goats. Goats can live on nothing, and people can live on goats. Now, I know goat people out there are going to call me and say, oh, no, we feed them oats and alfalfa hay, and we buy pills. That's right, but you can turn them out in the brush, too. And that's what we did. We had like 80 acres fenced off, and it was just four barbed wire fence, but we ran two electric fences down low, right at the fence. And we kept those goats in there for quite a while. And the kids would bring $1 a pound when they weighed, you know, 50 pounds. It was not a bad deal at all. And then we had those things for years, and one day the neighbors called and said, Derry, I got goats in my yard. And we went there, and a pack of wild dogs had gotten in, and, I mean, they about put us out of the goat business. We had goats scattered all over the country for the ones they didn't kill. But I'm looking here at a goat market. And I asked the Brownfield Network people a while ago, I said, you all ever give a goat market? Because I used to give it occasionally because, hey, they're a high-dollar item now. Whether you, this is the Koshkonong, Missouri market. They have a sale. I thought it would show here. Well, they've cut the thing off. That's why I can't read it all. It's a newspaper clipping. But anyway, last month they had 382 goats there. This week they had 476. All goats and sheep graded by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, USDA graders, and bought per hundredweight based on in weights at the buying station. So you don't take a shrink. I mean, when they get off of your trailer, why, that's the weight you get paid on, okay? Now, this month's prices on slaughter kids were sharply from $8 to $13 a hundred higher, with instances as much as 20-pounders on the heavier goats. Supply consisted mainly of 40 to 60-pound selection 2 to 3 kids, and 2 to 3 is not the best. They've got pictures of the Department of Agriculture's grading method here. You're at number ones, then you go to a number two and a three, and that three looks to me almost like the canner and cutter would be in the cattle business, okay? Okay, so anyway, here's what these things are worth. Slaughter kids, selection one, those are the better kind, $130 a hundredweight. So that means $1.30 a pound, okay? 60 to 8 weights, 60 to 80 pounders, $1.20. Then you get into the selection numbered ones and twos, 80 to 100 pounders, they drop down to 97. But back when we had our goats, practically any goat would bring $1 a pound, whether it was a nanny or a buck or whatever it was. The old billies, now I notice here, slaughter bucks, yearlings, $88. That's 88 cents a pound. And thank you, Jeff. I got started talking about my goats and forgot what time it was. But anyhow, they are a profitable enterprise if you can keep the beasts away from them.
I was hoping we'd have time for you to tell us your Gabilly the Gaboat story or
Gabilly
something.
Gabilly the Gabuffalo lives in the zoo with a grandmama and a grandpapa.
And I also wish we had color radio because you've got a great picture on your wall there of you and Billy the Goat.
Yeah.
It's a pretty famous picture,
and you can tell one from the other because I'm the one with the hat on. It's time now for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.com.